7:07 as we continue to roll here on a Wednesday. Boomer along with Ryan Pinder, Matt Rose here in the iconic downtown studios. And this is always one of my favorite guests that we have on all year. And that's, I'm not just buttering him up to, you know, because he's listening right now. I would never do that. Blow smoke when somebody's within earshot. But Dave Dickinson, head coach of the Calgary Stampeders, joins us. David, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying that butter, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Don't stop now, Boomer.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, I was away last week. Were you on last week as well?
Yeah, I know. I almost didn't come on when I heard you were away.
Yeah, well, but I appreciate it.
I did, yeah, and hopefully you guys will keep me.
Yeah, they were probably less, you know, they weren't buttering you up, were they?
No, I wasn't.
Well, Matty Rose, you know, we were talking about his mustache, and, you know, he does a nice job keeping that groomed.
Now,
so that was nice.
He's quite proud of it, I know. Aren't you, Matty? You're quite...
Yeah.
Taken yeah. by your mustache.
It's basically my one identifying factor right now.
I think that you're proud of your ability to grow one more than what it is, which is interesting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, good then. David, let's talk some football. I don't know how coaches do it. I don't know how football staff do it because there's so many players at a training camp that eventually you have to start making cuts to get down to a manageable number. And there's so many, like, the nuances that go into trying to evaluate the talent and who's ahead of whom in every positional race. Is it as difficult as it seems for guys like me to watch, or are you able to kind of pinpoint it more easily than I think that it would be?
Actually, I think this year's toughest year I've had because no preseason. I do think certain guys kind of step up their game when the lights come on. And, you know, one thing about it with preseason, there's no coaches on the field. So, you know, the clock's running fast and you can tell who's going to take leadership, ownership of who they are. And sometimes guys just play better in games. And sometimes the vice versa. Sometimes guys are great in practice and a game comes on and they just can't put it together, whether they get nervous or just don't have that inner belief. So this year is probably going to be the toughest, and we've had the most people. We have more people here this year because in the past we'd always done like a mini camp down in Florida, and we'd invite 60, 65 guys. And from that camp, we would be able to maybe take the top 25 or 30 and bring them in. And so it's kind of like the second time you're seeing them as well here. Well, that isn't happening, so... Yep, I'm going to say this year is the toughest year we've had, but toughest year in a lot of ways for a bunch of other things as well. So just throw it in a bag and do your best and see what you come up with.
And I guess it's not just the number of bodies, it's the number of new faces as well. There's as players, when you come into a team and there's big turnover and there's lots of opportunity, you love that as a player. Do you love that as a coach? We always hear that competition's great, but would you like to have a few more of these spots maybe sewn up or written in pen as opposed to pencil?
Probably, yeah. I got to be honest there. I mean, it is exciting to try to build something. And, you know, when you already have a guy that's a vet that maybe has had is at least at the best you've had him, he might be on the way of down a bit. Certainly, I think it is exciting to get something new. But, you know, big challenges. I do feel like we're not like the inexperienced team, but we probably have the least amount of experience of any squad in the CFL. And you know, to me, that does have some stress, but I also think hopefully we can build something. I do find our team is super hungry. You know, we really are competing hard in practice. Like you said, I had to get to figure out who was who, but the compete level has been excellent. And, you know, I think that's going to be the case across the league, though, because even the veterans that think they have the job, they've missed football for an entire year. Now they're going on 2 years. That kind of rejuvenates them. So even the veterans on our team have picked it up as well.
Now, in terms of, you never like to see injuries, but I feel like with you and Huff and your crew, whenever it's next man up, you guys have done the homework, and we don't see the drop off is very minimal a lot of times because you guys can find that next wave of talent. Has that been a challenge as well? In just, I guess, in terms of eyeballs to watch some of these players south of the border, wherever they've played, because seasons were disrupted because we've got this NHL draft coming up. A lot of these teams, they didn't even see these kids play last year. Is it much the same for you guys bringing in new faces?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, certain positions for sure. Quarterback, we were able to find a young guy out of college, and we had a couple guys that have played in the CFL. That, to me, is the hardest position to evaluate, not seeing somebody. That and probably kicker and punter. Like, kicker and punter, you can tell who can boot the ball when you see it in person. Sometimes on film, it just you can't tell how far the ball is flying and the pop, and you can't hear it. I think I give a shout out to our scouting department. They've done an excellent job. We do have some good players in here. CFL game is different, though, and what can maybe be make you successful at one league maybe doesn't translate to another. So we feel good about our guys. Yeah, we know we're going to have to build it, and that's, like you said, something that we're excited about. But I do like the talent that's here, and the expectations really haven't changed. We expect to win, and we feel we're going to win.
Had Bo Levi on the show a couple weeks ago, and he was kind of saying how the COVID thing, in a weird way, was almost a blessing in disguise. There was never going to be an opportunity to maybe come back too soon or do some damage to his shoulder that you might if the season had been played last year. What have you seen out of Bo so far?
Well, I mean, he came in strong, and then I kind of backed him off. I really have to see these other three guys, and you know, odds are you're probably, most teams aren't going to keep four quarterbacks, so we have to give them a chance, and I like to do that early. They're getting a lot thrown at them, and they get a lot on their plate, so let's see who can handle it. But no, he's been good. I do think he's kind of taking it easy. He hasn't really ripped it in there. I think he's just trying to get his shoulder underneath him and just kind of get back into his groove and making a lot of good reads, being a leader. You know, we need him big time, and he knows yeah. that. So we're just kind of giving him a chance to kind of ease into it a little bit, and then I'm going to start up in his reps the next few weeks so he's ready to go week one.
He's a guy that every year will find one receiver specifically. He spreads it around. You guys spread it around, but there will be that one guy. He and Eric Rogers had great chemistry. I think he and Markway also had something special when they were playing. What are you seeing? Because it feels like it's going to be a young receiving core. Now, a great quarterback can help the receivers, but it needs to go the other way as well. What's your concern level, or what's your confidence right now with the young group of receivers, as it looks like is going to be intact for the start of the year?
We do have a young group, but I mean, actually, the guys that are penciled in to start are all veterans. And now, when I say that, they've only played 1 year. We did a little quick look at our receiving corps the other day. We did have at one point we had 21 receivers in camp, and out of that 21, there was only three that had more than 1 year experience.
Yeah,
pretty crazy. When that's a position that's the hardest to learn in Canada, I mean, it really is. That and DB, there's just so many nuances. I think a receiver coach can make a huge impact on your team because there's so many little details and nuances to running routes and with the motions and the waggle and that sort of stuff. But I actually feel good about our receiving corps as our starters. And then you're right, we need to find depth. We need to find it in a hurry. Guys are working hard, picking it up pretty good, actually. So I do like Josh Huff having a nice year in year two. Markeith Ambles is back in the slot, which I think that's where he fits. KJ looks good, haven't had any issues at all with his health. And then there are three Canadians that have some experience. You know, H is taking routes everywhere. He's playing in the slot, out wide. And Colton and Richie have filled in and done a nice job. So I like our six. Now, who else we got? You know, who else is going to step yeah. up and make an impact? Because there's no way you go through a season without injuries, and we know that, so we have to get these guys ready.
KJ, of course, Kamar Jordan, he was already a great receiver and really looked like he was going to, you know, that next echelon, and then had the knee injury. It takes a long time, and sometimes you just don't get that pop, that first step back. Where do you see him now as to where he was prior to the injury?
Well, it actually seems so long ago, but we still show clips of plays we run and things that we like to do, and he's in there and making great plays. So yeah. I think he looks pretty much back to KJ. And like Bo, I'm sure the extra year didn't hurt, but he had already had a full year, and actually almost two. He'd played that one game in some poor field conditions. And I just feel like he's raring to go. I think he's going to have a good year. I don't want to put too much pressure on any one of those guys because, you know, certainly things can always happen. But I do feel good about him. And, he's got physicality, he's got size, he's still got the jump, and I think he's always come up big in the biggest of games, so all good things for us.
So as we get down to it here, which is there one position, is there one part of your team right now that you feel like we don't need to worry on the receivers, we're going to watch, you know, the backup quarterback spot, and that, which one positional situation do you need to focus on the most right now as you get down to final cuts?
Probably our D-line. I mean, we're pretty good inside, but a lot of new faces on the outside. And you win and lose with the pressure in the quarterback. I think that's pretty obvious. You protect him, but you got to pressure him with your D-line. And, you know, we do think we've got some candidates, but I haven't seen anyone separate. I really haven't. So that's a bit of a concern for me. I need somebody to separate and show me they're going to be the guy. Not always easy, especially when we don't let them hit the quarterbacks, but I do think I'd like to see somebody come out of that D-line besides our veterans and look a little bit scary, look like they're going to cause some major issues. And it has happened, but it hasn't been a consistent one guy practice in, practice out. So I'm still looking for that.
Some teams have been blitzed by injuries. Well documented what happened in Saskatchewan. Now you have as you said, no preseason games, no tune-ups. How's your health? Again, knock on wood, but how's your health setting up here as we get into the stage third week of the month?
My health's fine. So the other stuff, you know, I had Sean McEwen came up to our O-line coach and said, surprised that we alter practice and that we try to take care of our guys the way we have. He just said that wasn't always the case playing for another organization. And we have had to alter what we do. We don't make a big deal about it because we understand that was the way it was going to be. But, yeah, we've had practices. We haven't been able to do what we wanted to do as coaches, but we understand that the goal is to keep these guys as healthy as possible, mentally challenge them, give them as many looks to see with their eyes as possible, and also have that speed factor so that they can make choices and decisions on the fly. But we've had our injuries as well. We don't really say too much, and I'm not going to tell you what's going on. But I do think it's part of the game. It's not the part we like. And how you manage that and how you were able to get the most out of your practice day is important. And we still feel like this camp has gone quite well. Yeah, they've been off for a long time, but the energy level seems to be up. Weather's has held out pretty well. A little bit of smoke, but honestly, that hasn't been a problem. So more than anything, it's just finding the right mix of how much do you push and what type of practice plan can you put together and yet keep the guys as healthy as possible.
Well, it's good to talk to you again. It's good to have you back. I think everybody, even, you know, passing fans, are excited for the CFL to be back. And this is... I was away last week. I went to a buddy's place in Phoenix. We went out for dinner one night, and we were trying to figure out our waiter had an accent of some sort, and we were trying to figure out what it was. We finally asked him, "So where are you from? What is the accent?" He said, "I'm from Montana." So then I had to ask him, like, "Are you a football fan?" And I was like, "No, I don't really. I don't know." I wondered maybe there was a name, Dave Dickinson, if you ever heard. Oh, I know Dave Dickinson. So he wasn't a football fan. Don't take it the wrong way. He was the little guy, right? Well, yeah, but still. Oh. So how about that?
Well, you know, the reach. I got a heavy reach across the states. I will say with Montana, you don't even have to be from there. As long as you have a relative from there, people will claim you if you're doing well and doing good. So, hey,
you're a big deal.
I'm sure you got nice service, and I'm sure the guy was polite and did a good job.
Well, tip him or what?
He was a little shady, actually, a little shady character.
Couldn't trust him. Don't say that. He must have moved to Montana late in life.
I'm not sure. David, good to have you back, buddy. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, we'll see you next week, guys.
You bet.
Take care.